The rest of the perek is going to discuss the status of an animal known as a koi. A koi was a kosher animal, and according to Mefarshim, it was a crossbreed between a goat or a ram and a deer. Some say it was just a wild ram itself. But in any event, this animal had a doubtful status as whether it was a chaya or a behemoth. So the rest of Mishnayos will talk about the koi as it relates to halachas relating to chayos and behemoths. Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches. Koi, yesh b'drachem shavu l'chaya. A koi is some halachas similar to that of a chaya. V'yesh b'drachem shavu l'behema. And in some halachas, it was similar to a behema. V'yesh b'drachem shavu l'behema v'l'chaya. And in other halachas, it was similar to both a chaya and a behema. V'yesh b'drachem she'en shavu loy l'behema v'loy l'chaya. And in other instances, it had halachas that were neither similar to that of a behema nor to that of a chaya. Perek Beis, Mishnah Tes. Ketzad shavu l'chaya. How was a koi similar to a chaya? Damai toin kisoy dam kechaya. We know the halacha is that when you shecht a chaya or a bird, you have to do kisoy dam. You have to cover the blood with either dirt or ashes. However, the blood of a behemoth does not need kisoy dam. So, again, because the koi had a suffix status, whether it was a chaya or a behemoth, the chachamim said l'chumra, treat it as a chaya, and it requires kisoy dam. Vein shechtin oisa b'yamtiv. Now, the halacha is, of course, we can prepare food on yamtiv, although we can't do malachas generally. So you are allowed to shecht behemoths in general on Yom Tov to prepare for food. When it comes to a chaya, the halach is as follows. Normally, if you don't have anything prepared before Yom Tov to cover the blood, you shouldn't shecht the chaya on Yom Tov, because you're not allowed to go dig up the dirt on Yom Tov to do kisui dam. However, if you have something prepared before Yom Tov, something is muhan, for example, ashes of a stove are considered muhan before Yom Tov, and they won't be muksa to be used to cover the blood of a chaya. So you can go ahead and shecht a chaya on Yom Tov if you have something prepared. So a koi, again, since it had a doubtful status whether it was a chaya or a behema, number one, you can't shecht it on Yom Tov, because again, you can't use the dirt to do kisei dam, which it would be required as we just mentioned. And number two, since it had doubtful status, you also can't shecht it on Yom Tov, even if you had something prepared, something was mukhan, because again, perhaps it was a behema and didn't need kisei dam at all. So because of the suffix status, all kinds of coverings for the blood were considered mukta, and therefore, by that reason, a koi could not be shechted at all on Yom Tov. But if you did go ahead and shechted on Yom Tov, ein mechasen es dama. You don't go ahead and cover the blood, because again, you can't dig up dirt on Yom Tov to cover it, and even if you have something prepared, it would be considered mukta. V'chelba mitame betumas nevela kechaya. Also, the chelev would be metame tumas nevela, just like a chaya. So the halacha is that when you have nevela, so anything that would have been mutter to eat has tumas nevela, but anything that would be usher to eat does not have tumas nevela. Now, by a chaya, the halacha is that the chelev of a chaya is mutter to eat. So therefore, when a chaya becomes a nevela, both its basar, its meat, and its chelev would convey tumas nevela. Again, since a koi, we go to chumra in this instance and say that because it could be a chaya, the chelev would be metame tumas nevela. So again, its chelev would have susceptible tumas nevela if it becomes a nevela. However, b'tumas b'safik, the Mishnah says it's only a safik, because again, we don't know. Perhaps it is a behema, and if it is a behema, in reality, its chelev would be usher to eat, and if its chelev is usher to eat, once it's a nevela, then the chelev would not be susceptible to tumas nevela. So therefore, the tumah of the chelev is only from a halacha of a safek. Vein paidin by petach amar. We know the halacha is that the firstborn of a donkey has the halachas of bechor. However, you're supposed to paidin, you're supposed to redeem it for a kosher animal, either a lamb or a sheep, or a goat, I should say. So when it comes to a petach amar, you cannot use a koi to do petach amar, because again, even though it's a crossbreed, according to some Mefarshim, it may not be a behemah at all, maybe a chaya. And if it is a chaya, you can't use it for the halacha of petach amar, so therefore the Mishnah says you cannot redeem it, the firstborn of a donkey.